in his later years, after having been president, George Washington made this comment. The sacred fire of liberty is entrusted in the hands of the American people. Now, when he said that, he didn't describe the American people as those rich and famous, or those that own property, or the elected, or the or any other group. He said the American people. And that means us. That means he didn't say when, once you're at a certain age where you have property or that you now have established jobs and you have a condo and you might have some time, then you're responsible. Because you were born in this country or have acquired citizenship, to be American, you have responsibilities. Great, great benefits come as being part of this nation, but so does responsibility. And George Washington pinned it down right there. This great sacred freedom that we have, that sacred fire of freedom, is entrusted in your hands. If we are not willing to fight, to stand up, to sacrifice, to be courageous, just as our founding fathers were, and many since, we will lose it. And there's no question, if, as you all study what is happening in America today, there's a full-scale assault on religious freedom and freedom of speech. A full-scale assault. It's not subtle. It's not like, oh, these groups and this group doesn't like it. It is across-the-board assault everywhere to prevent us from having the freedoms that we enjoy as a result of the efforts of the Founding Father. So, this, what I want to talk about is leadership. The kind of leadership that would guarantee that this freedom remain with us. The kind of individuals in this country who will have the courage of those who have gone before us and will recognize the threat and will know how to fight to ensure we keep it.